I often hear people arguing that this is the Obama administration hates religion. No, that isn't the case at all. The Obama administration loves religious groups whose doctrinal beliefs align with what it wants to do in the moral, political, public square. It's gung-ho in favor of those religious groups. There are liberal religious groups applying for tax-exempt status that are sailing through because they're viewed as being members of the team. The equivalent would be if you went back into the Bush years and found that religious environmental groups, religious immigration groups, anti-war groups related to religion were their tax statuses getting parsed and dissected to the same degree. And somebody needs to go back and actually do some work on that and find out. I mean, if you founded a National Council of Churches-related group to oppose Bush policies in Iraq, did the IRS come after you? That, to me, would be the parallel question that some journalist needs to be asking right now. In other words, what happened then versus what happened now? Because I predict that's what's going to end up in front of Congress when the hearings start.